1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center time is 8:21, and honored and pleased to be joined by taxpayer defense attorney and CPA, Patty Gentile. She provides expert guidance for individuals and tax professionals navigating IRS challenges. Her podcast is Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. Good morning, Patty. How are you doing today?
Oh, good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. All right. Well, we're past tax day, but I guess talk about your new episode about the rights taxpayers have that sometimes get buried in those, as John Iannuzzi frames them, love notes from the IRS.
Did he say that? That's funny.
Love letters. Yes.
Yeah. This is a perfect topic at this time. The month of May has gone by. It's been, 6 weeks since the April 15th deadline for most people. Of course, those under FEMA disaster tax relief had different filing deadlines. And I, just as a side note, recommend that you go to the IRS.gov website and look those deadlines up, tax filing deadlines up for individuals and businesses if you fall within the FEMA disaster relief deadlines. But this is perfect timing because this is what happens right after Memorial Weekend. The notices start coming from the IRS. Collection notices, if you filed with balances due and you didn't pay. Notices of examination, and as we also call them as audit notices. There's these notices that I'm going to mention and title the CP, C is in cat, P is in Patty, 2000 series notices. So these are notices that would be like CP 2000, CP 2000 501, 2501. In the top right corner, page one of these notices, you'll see the notice series number. What these are the income or payment information that the IRS received from what they call third parties, such as employers or financial institutions, doesn't match what you reported on your return. So this difference may increase or decrease your tax or may not change it at all, but the notice explains proposed changes to your tax return and information they use to determine them. So they're proposed changes, the notice isn't a bill, and they give you the information they use to determine these changes and send you this notice. So your response on that level, on that first notice level, please, please read that thoroughly and follow through on a response. If you use the tax professional preparer, please go back to them and help them work that through for you. And here's where the Taxpayer Bill of Rights protects all taxpayers year round. And that's 10 rights all taxpayers have any time they interact with the IRS. These rights cover a wide range of topics and issues, and they explain what the taxpayers can expect if they need to work with the IRS on a tax matter, whether it's filing a return, paying taxes, responding to a letter or notice, going through an audit, or an appeals of an IRS decision. So you have these Bill of Rights are published on the IRS's website, irs.gov.gov. But taxpayers have a right to be informed, have quality service, pay no more than the correct amount of tax, challenge the IRS's position and be heard, appeal an IRS decision in an independent forum. They have the right to finality, to privacy, to confidentiality, to retain a representative, and they have the right to a fair and just tax system. So please read these notices thoroughly. In the past week, plus, since actually just before, about a week and a half ago, that my recent episode described a couple of tax professionals who have asked me to take over on audit cases they had because it got to a point that the auditor's determinations are unfavorable and they don't know where to go from there. And so I know what the rights are of the taxpayer to resolve this and what the avenues are, but here was the problem. And I just got a third case since then. The problem is the tax professionals just didn't understand the notices and what the rights were of the taxpayers to resolve this tax problem. Each one of those cases, all three of them, are going in a different direction. That's how many options were available. It was depending on the facts and circumstances of this particular taxpayer. One, I'm in appeals. I filed for an appeal. The other one, I filed in United States Tax Court. And the other one, there will be an amended tax return that will take care of everything. So there are options. I just want people to know that this is the perfect time of year that these notices start coming, and just to understand your notices. So I not only represent taxpayers at NewEnglandTaxRelief.com, but I also coach tax professionals who want to help their clients resolve their tax problems. And you can reach out to me at 1-800-880-8388 and go to my podcast wherever you subscribe and get your podcasts, including YouTube, at Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Dentile, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems.
All right, taxpayer defense attorney, CPA, Patricia Dentile. Always some good information from you, Patty. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, Tony. You have a good day.
You too. Patricia Dentile, taxpayer defense attorney and CPA, joining us here on the Morning News Center on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.